All right. Welcome back to Morning Hustle Rituals, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. I'm Asher Blake, your friendly neighborhood hype man here to help you kickstart your day with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of energy, and maybe even a chuckle or two along the way. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that's often overlooked in our hustle-obsessed world. Prioritizing self-care over productivity. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're chasing a to-do list that never seems to end. You know that feeling when your mind's racing, but your body's screaming for a break. Let's be real, we live in a society that glorifies being busy, that rewards pushing ourselves to the limit. But here's the thing. True productivity comes from a place of balance, not burnout. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like investing in your most valuable asset. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you shift your mindset and prioritize self-care without sacrificing your goals. First off, redefine success. We often equate success with checking boxes on our to-do list, but true success is about living a fulfilling life, not just achieving external validation. This means taking time for things that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, spending time in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence. Remember, a well-rested and balanced mind is way more productive than one that's constantly stressed out. Next up, learn to say no. It's okay to decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. You don't have to be everything to everyone. Setting boundaries protects your time and mental space, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. Think of it like this. You wouldn't overfill your car's gas tank, right? The same goes for your energy levels. Know your limits and prioritize activities that fuel you. Number 3. Schedule self-care into your day. Seriously. It might sound strange, but treating self-care as a non-negotiable appointment is key. Whether it's 15 minutes of meditation in the morning or an hour-long walk after work, block out time specifically for yourself and stick to it like any other important meeting. Now, let's talk about the power of mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating, though that's awesome. It's about being present in the moment, savoring the little things, and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you're mindful, you're less likely to get caught up in stress and anxiety, allowing for a calmer and more focused approach to your day. Finally, remember that self-care is not a one-size-fits-all concept. What nourishes one person might not work for another. Explore different activities, experiment with what brings you joy and relaxation, and create a personalized self-care routine that feels authentic to you. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years back, I was super caught up in chasing deadlines and climbing the corporate ladder. My days were a blur of meetings, emails, and presentations. I felt like I was running on fumes, constantly stressed and barely sleeping. Then one day, my doctor called me out literally. He said, "Asher, you need to prioritize self-care or risk burning out completely." That wake-up call hit me hard. So, I started making small changes. Going for walks during lunch breaks, meditating before bed, scheduling time for hobbies I used to love. It wasn't easy at first, but slowly but surely things shifted. I felt more energized, focused, and creative. My work actually improved because I was coming from a place of calm and clarity. So remember, prioritizing self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about creating a sustainable lifestyle that allows you to thrive, both personally and professionally. Now, here's what we're going to do. Take one specific thing from this episode and implement it in your day-to-day. Maybe it's saying no to that extra task, scheduling a mindful walk, or simply taking 5 minutes to breathe deeply before starting your day. Share your self-care wins with me on social media using the hashtag #MorningHustleRituals. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep hustling, but remember to take care of yourselves along the way. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.